Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
Well, God must really understand human beings because God really knows that we can be a little bit of slow learners, meaning that God can tell us or show us something once and God knows we're not going to always get it. God can show us multiple times and we still might not get it. But because God shows us things multiple times or God can show up multiple times, eventually we're going to understand what God is up to. I think that might be one of the reasons why Jesus had to show up for the disciples and his followers multiple times after his resurrection. I mean, you would think it would be impactful enough that if the risen Jesus shows up and has an experience with you, that you would surely understand what God was up to. But the reality is, Jesus had multiple appearances with people after he was raised from the dead. And by having multiple appearances, we can learn something about how God wants us to move forward as people who are loved by God and loved by the risen Jesus. In one of those particular stories, there's an amazing experience that Jesus' disciples had that can really help us understand how God wants us to experience the risen Jesus too. Now, this particular experience was happening with five of the disciples after Jesus was brought back from the dead. There was Simon and Thomas and Nathanael and then two other disciples that weren't actually named in this story. And they had left Jerusalem and had made their way back to where they were from. They were up at the Sea of Tiberias, which is also the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is up in the Galilean region of Israel, which is a different part of the country. All of the things that happened to Jesus when he died were in Jerusalem, which is in the southern part, and the Sea of Galilee was in the northern part. Now, many of Jesus' followers were fishermen, and especially Simon, Nathanael, and Thomas, and these other two apparently. And so Peter says to them, "I'm going to go fishing," and they say, "We're going to go too." Now, the way that you would go fishing is you would get up early in the morning or even overnight, and you would get in your boat and you would put big nets into the water, and you would sort of drag them through the water and catch the fish in the nets. Now, these gentlemen were professional fishermen. We know that. And so we would assume that they would know how to catch some fish. Well, on this particular day, they had been going fishing, and early in the morning, they realized they had caught nothing. Now, here's where it gets very interesting. The risen Jesus, unbeknownst to them, is on the Sea of Galilee on the shore. And he yells out to them, "Hey, how's it going out there? Did you catch anything?" And they said, "No, we haven't caught any fish." And they still don't know it's Jesus because they can't see him because he's on the shore. And they said, "Well, why don't you throw your net on the other side?" Now, this would have presumably been very irritating to Simon and the other disciples because they're the pros. And this guy on the shore is saying, "Why don't you try putting your nets on the other side," right? This is kind of like Monday morning quarterbacking, right? There's nothing we can do. The game's already been played. But they do it. And it says in an instant that the nets fill up with more fish than that they can really handle. And they pull the nets into the boat, and none of the nets break, which signifies something miraculous has happened. And at that moment, the disciples realize something special is happening. And the people then hear Jesus speak to them, and they can see that it's him, and they decide they better go see what's up. Now, there's a really funny part of the story that happens right then. It says that one of the disciples, Simon, decides to put on his clothes before he jumps in the water. The inference? They were fishing naked. Just a fun fact, just in case you think the Bible's boring, I can assure you that it's not. It says that he got his clothes on, jumped in the water, and went to shore. And the guys followed him later in the boat. Peter, not known for his patience all the time, right? Well, here's where it gets interesting. The disciples then get to the shore, and they find that Jesus had lit a charcoal fire and had some bread and some fish there for them. And Jesus invites them to have breakfast on the shore of the Sea of Galilee with them. And at that moment, the disciples sit down and they start to eat with Jesus and have breakfast with the risen Jesus. Funny thing says in the text there, the story in the Gospel of John, is that they don't dare ask who he was or what he was up to, because at that point, they knew who he was and what he was up to doing, which is to have breakfast with them. This part of the story has a little further to go, where the story ends up where Peter is asked by Jesus to feed his sheep, to tend his sheep, and it's kind of that restoration of Peter, which is perhaps where this whole story was headed in a bigger picture. But I want us to remember what happens to the disciples in that time and the experience they have. Now remember, they have gone fishing and they couldn't catch anything. But Jesus has instructions for them on how to fish, and they catch a miraculous load of fish. I think we can see that and understand that the risen Jesus is going to be able to help us do what we need to do, and the risen Jesus has things for us to do in our lives. And when we listen to Jesus, amazing things can happen. It isn't so much necessarily that miraculous things will happen, but if we do what Jesus commands, if we love one another as he loved us first, good things will happen. Because when you show love, when you show grace, when you show peace and patience, good things happen. Not because God blesses you in some sort of miraculous way, but because when we love, good things happen. Tell me the last time that you showed somebody love and it backfired on you. Not very often or ever. Sometimes people can't help themselves, but that's a whole nother thing. And so when we do what Jesus wants us to do, God blesses our lives. But also remember that when they showed up on the shore, Jesus already had bread and already had fish for them. I have to admit, when I really unpacked this story a little bit, I realized that I had a misunderstanding of this text. I really also had a memory of this and an understanding that what happened was when they went fishing and they came back in, that they would have brought the fish from their catch and then Jesus cooked the fish that they had caught. But that's not what happens. When they show up on the shore, Jesus already had food for them. Jesus already had for them what they needed to eat. Which reminds us that the risen Jesus, while Jesus has things for us to do, and while he will command us to do things in a certain way, God also already has what we need. God already has the food we need for our souls and for our lives ready for us when we're ready to spend time with Jesus. Which means that we need to remember that even though God asks us to do something, God's provisions for us are still unconditional. Because imagine, just for a moment, if the disciples hadn't listened to Jesus and they didn't throw their nets on the other side and they came in with nothing. The inference would be they would have had nothing to eat. You catch nothing, you eat nothing. But if Jesus already had that food ready for them, then Jesus would have fed them. Jesus would have given to them what they need. Meaning what Jesus gave to them that day and what Jesus gives to us is unconditional. God is going to give us what we need no matter how we act. That's called grace. And that is something that each one of us needs to remember as an outcome and a reality of the fact that God raised Jesus from the dead. The fact that God raised Jesus from the dead means that God's grace and love is here for us unconditionally, because there's nothing we could have done to deserve what God did for us through Jesus. There's nothing we could have done to earn the food that God gives to us. God gives that to us freely, and God wants each one of us to eat those meals and enjoy and experience God's grace. God was ready to do that for the disciples on the shore that day through Jesus, and God continues to do that for every one of us every day of our lives. So when we think about the disciples having breakfast with the risen Jesus on the shore that day, I hope that we can remember that it helps us to see that God does have a calling, that God does have work for us to do. And God wants us to do that work so we can experience the blessings of doing things in the way God wants for us. But I hope it also helps us to be reminded that none of this is that if we do this, God will bless us. Or if we don't, God will withhold blessings for us. Because God gives us what we need with full grace. Without reservation. God gives us love. God gives us grace. God gives us forgiveness every day of our lives. whether we've earned it or not. We don't deserve it, but we still get it. And that's who God is, and that's how God loves us. And we need to remember that that's who the risen Jesus is in our lives every day. God really does want us to do what God is calling us to do, but God also will continue to love us unconditionally as well. That's the gift of being loved by a God who raised Jesus from the dead. And that's the gift of what it looks like to live that out and experience that every day of our lives. So let's live that out. Let's experience that every day the best we can. That's what God wants for each and every one of us.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.